Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Duke's Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, a place where we attempt to help all of you entrepreneurs out there to get where you're trying to go. I'm here today with my trusty co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes.
Good evening, Mr. Gene. Good to be with you one more Thursday. And to our production manager, Mr. Bobby.
Whoa, you got it right.
He's done some research.
yes, he has.
I've been found out.
He's being developed. So thank you very much, Mr. Dukes. But for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you to kind of give you an idea of what this Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour is all about. And so, Mr. Bobby, if you got it, let it go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
That's what it is. And so, Mr. Dukes, how are you doing this evening?
Doing great, Mr. Gene. Good to be back in the studio with you one more time. Let's help somebody out today that is an entrepreneur who needs some assistance in establishing themselves.
Well, we're coming up on the 4th of July, and so we're going to do a couple things to help to celebrate the 4th of July. However, hopefully those of you out there that can see us, you have two old guys trying to help out all the younger people. We're sharing our knowledge and sharing our experience. However, we welcome all of you to give us a call and give us your comments and give us your questions, and we'll try our best to share our knowledge to help people out.
Sure will. That's what this is all about, paying it forward. We want to help you young whippersnappers come on up on top.
What about the old guys?
We help them out. We want the youngers to come first.
Oh, I would think the olders would come first, and then the youngers would follow.
Well, we get the younger and the older will follow. They'll chime in.
Oh, okay. You got a lot
of take who you get, I guess.
Yeah.
So roger that.
Who you can get.
But anyway, tonight, I'm just going to talk about the number of entrepreneurs in the country.
Oh, my God.
And the purpose is to help more of you to join these numbers.
That number's pretty high, isn't it?
It's not high enough.
Oh, it's not.
No, it's not high enough. But okay. the second thing I'm going to talk about is 10 things to do and 10 things not to do as an entrepreneur.
Oh, okay. All right.
Especially for those that are beginning. And so I'd like to have you just really, really, really think about that.
Ten things to do
and 10 things not to do.
Okay,
because I can't speak for anyone else out there, but when I came along, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of things that I wasn't supposed to do that I did. And so I just want to be honest about it. I'm going to, but anyway, trying to help you others out there, trying to help you prevent some of the mistakes I may have made. Mm-hmm. But I'm also going to encourage you to make them. Make those mistakes anyway so that you grow and learn.
Okay. That's the only way to learn.
Right. Don't want to cheat you out of anything. I want you to grow by making mistakes. Just make different mistakes.
And don't let your mistakes stop you.
Right.
Because they will grow you to be a better entrepreneur.
And you might age like us.
You will.
Okay.
I live a long time and look as good as I look.
You're speaking for yourself, I think.
I am.
All right. Okay.
That's a nice confidence. We like
comment.
That. That's part of being an entrepreneur.
That's right.
But I do know that people can see us. So we're not here by surprise.
See all of you.
Not at all.
Right. You see all of us. Okay. So I want you to notice who we are.
In living color.
Right, in living color, live color. But also, I want you to notice who we are, offering to share what we have learned. And we made some mistakes, but I'm pretty sure there's more out there. And I'm pretty sure I hope to make a few more mistakes.
Yes, we will make some more. As long as we stay as entrepreneurs, we're going to make some mistakes. But don't let the mistakes be your downfall. We fall down, but we get back up.
I've heard that saying before.
That's right.
Okay, so get prepared to fall. It doesn't really hurt that much.
And when you fall, you will take something from the fall that you didn't know before.
Right.
So being an entrepreneur has its ups and downs, but it's one of the most, I would say, prideful things that you can ever do.
But we welcome all of you others out there to give us a call. The number is sitting right in front of you. It's 727, which I know is very difficult to see, but 727-441-3000. You're more than welcome to give us a call, give us your comments, ask a question. And we're not experts in everything. And if you like, call and ask us a question that even we can't answer. We have to go to somebody else. I'd like to have you just think about that.
I challenge you to call us.
Oh.
To see if we know what we are talking about.
Uh-oh.
From our experience.
Oh, trying to put our show in jeopardy? Okay.
You're giving a challenge, that's all.
Well, before we get started, we're going to go ahead and take a break since it's time that we get prepared. You listen to myself, Gene Hodge, along with Mr. Heisman Dukes and Mr. Bobby, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Don't change that dial now, because we'll be right back.
Go from there.
I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I went to the seventh grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. And I used to, this is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher. Mr. Lasswell was his name. Mr. Lasswell, this is, he says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity, allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, oh glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose, all divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others, for all, which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools too?
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour Radio Show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tantalk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
Higher ground.
on.
Go
keep
ahead.
On. Keep
Come
on,
on Mr.
stepping. Keep on stepping it up.
What you got for this young entrepreneur and the old entrepreneur tonight? I know you got some good stuff in your bag over there, so go ahead and pull it out.
I think so.
And let's get it on the road so they can hear about it and talk. Somebody call us and tell us what you think about the show.
Okay, but just before the break, we had the Red Skelton who presented this thing that's called The Pledge. It's 4 minutes long. We have a shorter version coming up at the end of the show, but it's about where we stand, and we did that for the purposes of celebrating the 4th of July, which comes in the middle of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that we're instituting, we're starting. We're live on Facebook, is that right? And YouTube, I'm not sure if it's YouTube or not, but we're
Both
live
Facebook.
At the present time.
We're on Facebook.
But, whoops, I'm just going to say, but you are welcome to text us something. We're instituting something whereby we can now start to respond to messages that you might send. We can't respond to you, but we can respond to some of your questions. So feel free to send us a message if you like, and or a question, I put it that way, and we'll try to get to it as best as we can. But tonight's show,
all right,
is for the entrepreneurs. I just wanted to say I got this off the internet, which may or may be true. I think it's true, but one of the things, normally I get my information from something called the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and somehow someone, or I'm going to use the word they've changed that around so much it's very difficult to hear the truth. But I'm going to say that for entrepreneurs in this country, it's over 94,000 entrepreneurs in the country.
That's all? I thought it was
over 94. Okay, according to this, you can look at it right there.
94,000? And it's
over 94.
Or over 94.
In the country. Over 94,000 in the country.
Okay.
All right. So entrepreneurs have been around for a long time, and hopefully many of you will naturally become one, and some of you may choose to become one because you have ideas and thoughts. Now, with that in mind, I'm going to give you 10 things to do as a entrepreneur.
All right.
And I'm also going to tell you 10 things not to do as an entrepreneur.
Okay.
You
got some follow-up then, some backup.
Right. So I like to have you just don't worry about making mistakes. You're going to make them anyway.
Yes, sir. But use the mistake to your advantage.
Well, I'm going to give you some ideas that you may want to go with.
All right.
So number one.
Let's do it, Mr. Jane.
Let's see. Number one, make a brochure. Make a brochure or flyer or a website that tells people who you are and what it is that you have for us, which is a service or a product that you have. And so have some way of spreading you, okay, through the means of a brochure. It could be a newsletter, a flyer, anything, a business card, anything that can be shared, okay? Because nowadays you can put a business card on your phone, but it's important that you have it so that you can send it to somebody if they'd like to have it. But either way, have something that identifies who you are and what your company is.
Well, you need a business card, Mr. Jane, but yet still you need something with a more clarity, like a flyer or something to put out to introduce your business.
Okay.
And that something that it'll stick with them in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Business card go in the trash.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Something for you, maybe.
Maybe. Okay. Probably all mine go in the trash.
Okay. So just think about that. All right. Because that could happen as well. That's part of the business.
That is.
Once your only job is to give it.
That's right.
Okay.
And let them receive
What people do with it, you won't know. Hopefully, you want them to use it to respond to you. Of course, there are some of you out there that are like Mr. Dukes. You know, and that comes along with the territory. So. So, like everything.
But anything. Anyway, have a business card, though.
Have some way. Have some way that we can.
Yeah, so we can reach you.
Contact
somebody
you.
Somebody else can contact you. And
okay, so have that. Number two.
Yes, sir.
Let me see. Number two is share your idea.
That's a good one.
Okay, whatever idea or thought you have of starting a business, understand that you've been given that thought. And so share it with others because you're not going to do it alone anyway. Okay, so share your thought or idea about what your business is all about because it's yours.
That's right.
If you want us to know you, you got to get in front of people, just like we're in front of you right now.
Mm-hmm. You know,
okay, but you are the business. And so somehow you got to get in front of others, because those could become your customers or your competition. But either way, you need to find out.
That's right.
And you will have competition. You should welcome competition.
Every day.
Competition will help make you better.
Okay? That's right.
And you don't have it, you don't have a reason to strive for anything
right.
better.
Right.
You got to have that, I would say, that criticism and that, no, you can't do it, and get all up. The mothers and haters.
All the naysayers. Get around as many naysayers as you can.
It's a nice glass of get-up-and-go juice
That's
every
right.
morning.
Right, give you that energy.
Hey, right. Make okay. you drink two glasses of tomato juice in the morning.
Okay, number three. Don't be afraid to ask for help.
Please don't.
Or what you need. Okay, don't be afraid to ask for help or what you need. You may need sponsorship. You may need pencils and pens. You may need paper. You may need a secretary.
By the way, we're looking for sponsorship. So if you want to sponsor us,
Consistent.
Come on.
Okay.
But don't be afraid to ask. And don't be afraid to ask for any type of help you need. Because in the entrepreneur world, everybody need help. And nobody don't mind accepting your help. Be humble.
Now, be very careful about asking your friends. Okay, because that's one way to find out if you have friends or not.
Real fast.
Okay, so could right. be, however, that comes along with it.
But could all that's part of it.
Getting some favors or having to do some favors
that's
really
right.
fast.
Right. Okay.
One thing, so, believe, if you do a favor, if you get some favors, you're going to have to do one back.
Okay, number four, surround yourself with your competitors.
Yes, sir.
I go to a lot of meetings where there are other trainers.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we team up and we put on a session for our audience. And then we go back to being separate trainers or separate companies.
That's true.
But they're competition.
Very much so.
And I'm just trying to be the best of the competition. That's
and,
all.
And your competition, will you can learn from your competition.
Of course.
Don't be afraid of them. Don't let them, as they say, beat you down.
Okay. Number five, accept guidance. Accept whatever someone tells you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Even from the naysayers. Accept it.
And say thank
I didn't
you.
Say you had to use it, but I did say accept it.
Accept it, say thank you, and keep on moving.
Right, say thank you to everything.
And keep on trucking.
Okay, but you choose to use it, but accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the more they throw at you, the better you get, because
yes,
you
sir.
Learn to handle it.
The stronger you get. It's just like doing exercise.
Mm-hmm.
If you do your exercise every morning, somebody's going to throw a naysay at you during the day, and you need that.
Okay, so depend on it coming. If it's not coming, you're in the wrong place.
That's right.
Okay, if it's not coming, you're in the wrong place. You don't have any guidance. Okay, so you want to become aware of how important guidance is.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. So, number six.
Yes, sir.
Always try to help a potential customer. Always
yes.
try to help. They're not your customer yet. But always try to help a potential customer.
Yes.
Or help anyone else.
Always.
Always contribute.
Always contribute.
Okay.
Especially in your community. Be a contributor mm-hmm. in your community. Even though I know you're just getting started and you don't have nothing, but there is, you don't have to be financial all the time. There is something you can do in the community that will set you aside and above the rest of them. Because that's your whole idea. You want to be a top-notch entrepreneur, and you want to be able to get the community to see that, and if you do that, the community will back you.
Well, you build it based on your reputation.
That's right.
Okay, so just be willing to do that. Okay, number seven, go to networking meetings.
That is a good one.
Probably anything that you can think of, any product or service, there is a networking group somewhere that's doing exactly what you're doing.
And don't make, to me,
meet.
I would say, don't doesn't matter what type of product you offer, what type of service you offer. If there's a network meeting in your community or somewhere that you're going to go to, by all means, take the opportunity to do it. That is another one of your first advancement in your own entrepreneurship.
Now, I share that for job seekers. Do all networking. Networking is who knows who that knows who that knows who.
Mm-hmm.
Many of you know people have gotten business because somebody knew them.
That's right.
Okay, so everyone wants referrals. And you get referrals from by getting in front of people. So people know who you are, what you're trying to do, and many people will help you to do it. Even your competitors will help you. Okay, but networking is where you get a chance to tell everybody what you do, but more so, everybody can see what you look like, your mm-hmm. mannerism, how you mm-hmm. act, and all that sort of stuff, mm-hmm. the way you talk to other people.
Mm-hmm.
All that happens in person.
That's right.
Okay, so get in front of as many people as you can. Okay? Now, I'm going to just suggest this, because we're in an era based on circumstances, COVID and a few other things like that, that sort of crashed our workforce. If you can, try to avoid doing anything virtually. Okay?
But
don't do networking that way.
Okay.
The reason is because all we can see is the top half of you or just your face. You want everyone to see all of you. We're going to see all of you anyway. But the best way to do that is show us first so that we already start talking about you.
Right.
Instead of presenting yourself one way in front of a screen, then when you get there in person, you look different, sound different, and all that sort of stuff. Okay, so try to do that as much as you can. Go to networking events. They're everywhere. Okay, especially right now, as we're recovering our workforce, there's networking events everywhere.
That's right.
Number eight, because you get visible, which still goes back to getting in front of people, but find out how to use your abilities that make you stand out. What do you have that makes you unique?
Mm-hmm.
That you know we're going to see. Use that as far as for advertising.
Always. Always put your uniqueness on front.
Okay, number nine, ask lots of questions.
Yes.
Don't ever try to be the know-it-all.
Mm-hmm.
Always be humble, ask questions. People will give you answers if you ask enough of them.
That's right.
And last, number 10, always follow up. Always, always, always. The worst thing you can do is become known as not following up.
Right.
Okay. Those are 10 things. Stay tuned. We're going to take a short break. Here's something from our sponsors. We're going to go to all the other things not to do.
Not to do.
We'll be right back.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
going out. Money.
Some of you want some money. Hopefully all of you want some. Hopefully all of you got a way of getting some. I'm not going to... That's as far as I'm going to go, because some of you have a lot of ways of getting some. So.
Entrepreneurship, they don't have no way. The only thing they have is work.
Right, okay. Now, these are 10 things. We just got you going to 10 things to do. Now I'm going to go through 10 things not to do.
Okay.
Number one. As an entrepreneur, do not have a mailbox that's always full. Okay? So many entrepreneurs that I run into, when you call them, you get a message that says mailbox is full.
Mailbox full. Yeah. Oh, I can tell you. I get one. Yeah, that one too.
Have not been established.
I get one of each a week when making calls.
I have no idea how a new entrepreneur phone is full already. I have no idea. Because number one, do not do that. Make sure you got room to hear everybody that may want to contact you.
That's right.
And if you have to save that many messages, then that's when you may consider an alternate business number.
All right.
To keep, because
always has, if you get that many messages, and that doesn't call anything to add a different number.
Yeah.
So be ahead.
But also, if you got that many, get an assistant.
Well, if you got that many, like I say, as Bobby said, establish another number.
All right, okay.
And that way you can have two phones. But okay. The thing is, be able to answer your voicemails when they come in.
Follow up.
If you got voicemail, that means somebody wanted to talk to you.
Always follow up.
Yes, always follow up. But okay. If you got a mailbox full of whatever it is, somebody was calling you for a good reason. So if you don't answer your mailbox and clean it up, you should never need another mailbox. You should have enough room on one mailbox to take all the calls. You just follow up on them and answer those calls.
Okay. Number two. We got 10 to go. Number two is don't appear to be too busy. Which kind of relates to the call. Don't appear to be too busy as an entrepreneur.
That's true.
Because the worst thing you can do is be too busy for your customers or for people that are recommending you someplace, and that's a good way to destroy your business. Okay, don't be too busy.
That's right. If you're ever too busy to turn a call, you can lose a prospect.
Okay, number three, ask for help or say what you're struggling with. Be willing to tell people what you're struggling with, what you're having a hard time trying to figure out, having a hard time trying to get from point A to point B.
Right.
Okay, it's in the struggle whereby you grow. Okay, so don't be afraid to tell people, because they may have answers for you. They could share their experiences to help you get through something. Okay, that's called growth.
That's right.
Okay, number four. Let's see. Don't mix personal calls with business calls. Okay, don't mix them. Find a way to separate them. If you need two numbers, get two numbers.
Okay, I'm just going to ask you to clarify that a little bit.
Yeah, you need two numbers, but do not mix them.
Yeah, that's right. If you got business, have a business number.
I made a phone call to a place locally. I'm not going to mention the name. I guess I reached the secretary or the spokesperson, and I had to leave a message, but the secretary says, hold on, I got to go find a pencil.
That was the secretary.
I'm not sure who it was, but whoever it was, I wasn't prepared to answer the phone.
That's right.
Because I want you to just think about that. Don't mix personal calls with your business calls. Okay, number five.
Mm-hmm.
Don't brag or belittle other people or your competition.
Right.
Okay, because of the kind of world we live in right now, competition's getting pretty tough out there.
It's getting very tough.
Because people are doing anything trying to get your attention.
That's right.
And some of it, I'm going to suggest, if possible, don't get caught up into that.
Don't get caught up in the web.
That's easy to do. Catch you down the road. Okay, to catch up with you down the road.
That's easy to do.
Now, if you're not sure, go watch what's in the news nowadays, and you'll see a lot of it. Okay, all from belittling others.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number six.
Yes.
Don't discriminate knowingly. In other words, you're discriminating against somebody else.
Yes.
Okay, don't discriminate knowingly. Okay, so in some cases, you may not know you're discriminating and you are, but obviously if the other person tells you, then you need to apologize or just literally say, I wasn't aware of that. Because much of what goes on is because people aren't aware of things like that.
That's true.
Okay,
so you try to stay focused on what you're doing and what your business is and whatever your product is. So that don't happen, because that can happen very easily. You can get caught up in the web, as I said.
Mm-hmm. Number seven, follow up with your emails. We kind of touched this when we started out, but follow up with your emails, your phone calls, your inquiries. Become a follow-up specialist.
Yes, do that.
And if you go, I don't know, 2 days, 3 days, always acknowledge that you know 2 days or 3 days have gone by. Apologize and then get on to the business. Okay, don't ever act like it never happened.
In my profession, the way I do it, I track all my weekly done, and that Friday, I compile them on that Monday. The first thing, before I open up another work order, I try to call all my prospects that I've had that week.
I try to get to all mine the same day, if not the next day. However, I do not try to get to all my emails.
No.
As soon as they come in.
No, not.
Okay, I grew up in the mailman days, and so I check my emails once an hour.
I grew up in the mailman days, but I only check my mailbox.
Yeah, you know, and so become aware. Some people are constantly looking at their phones, looking for a message to come through.
But I haven't gotten into that habit of checking emails.
So Bobby's back there waving, I guess.
Oh, yes. I glanced at it probably three times since the show looking for new emails.
All right. Well, you're spoiled, but that's okay.
But that's his generation.
Yeah. It's
everybody's in a hurry to go somewhere.
There is a...
They're raised with them.
Well, but there's also a whole nother rabbit hole we could go down about.
That's
how
true.
We tell us about
don't
it.
Need to be right. We should do it the way you guys are doing it. We shouldn't. I think this is what the burnout's coming from, and things like that, and being in entrepreneurship is because you got seven different clients that are expecting it at the minute that they send you that email, and you know, we got to go back. We got to roll back and remember what an independent contractor is.
Right.
That they set the hours.
We got to get you on this side of the table so everybody can see you.
I might crawl over there one day.
You're absolutely right, though, Bobby.
Yes.
That's right.
It's unknowingly that we've evolved into this.
Right.
And unknowingly, we have burnout, we have depression, we have so many causes. Mm-hmm. Because it's unknown. We just kind of pick this up as if everything's got to happen instantly, quickly, and all that sort of stuff.
And we've got to, you know, we've got to kind of merge that with the whole idea of the W-2 employee, where I am here during these scheduled hours. Mm-hmm. It is my job to reply to every email that pops up to this computer.
Right.
Now, once that shift is done, it's got to wait.
I start all over the one.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And entrepreneurs, sometimes they just have to put their foot down to get that.
And entrepreneurs don't have no break.
Right. They don't have the break, but they kind of, if you're in the position where you can set your hours, that's where you might want to put your foot down a little, I would think.
Yeah.
Right. And speaking of breaks, I think we need to go to one right quick because we're going to run out of time. We got three left, but
all right.
We want to get them all done before time's up.
Okay.
You listen to myself, Mr. Dukes, and
right
Mr. Bobby,
here,
giving you our thoughts on things not to do as an entrepreneur. We'll be right back.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
Coming up.
4th of July.
Listening to Ray Charles, the song America.
That's right.
Celebrating our birthday.
That's it.
And the freedom,
freedom
we're
that
supposed
we
share. To have.
The freedom that we fought for.
Yes.
And we're still fighting for it.
We're talking about 10 things that entrepreneurs should not do. And I've gone through 7 of them. And I'm going to go to number 8, 9, and 10. Because
All right.
our time is going to run out as it appears. Number 8.
Mm-hmm.
Do not avoid a question or a comment. Okay. Acknowledge a comment and always answer a question.
Yes.
Okay. So
what do you
answer,
do if we don't know the question?
We just we tell the person to repeat it.
Okay. And?
To explain it more. Don't avoid it, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, people will ask you lots of questions, and you never know where they're going to come from. You might ask me how old I am today. All I need to do is tell you versus say why you want to know. You know.
No, yeah. I wouldn't speak.
I'm sure you know people like that. They want to know why you asked the question.
Yeah, I wasn't really speaking in that term.
I know.
How old are you anyway?
Pardon? I'm not going to give that out over the air since I know all of you can see me. And I don't want to disappoint any of you.
I know you don't.
Is that okay. is that a giveaway? Best guess gets a prize or something like that?
Right, the best get right.
That'll okay. get you the callers.
Thank you. However, don't call me on the show, okay?
Yeah, don't do
but,
that.
But number 9. Okay, forget. Don't forget that as an entrepreneur, you've been taught and trained and conditioned that most people will help you for money.
Yes, they will. They can't
do
anything.
That's what you've been taught. However, some will just help you. I want you to think about that.
Yes.
Okay?
That's a very challenging thing because you go through this process thinking you have to have a pot of money for every single person you ask a question to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As opposed to just asking it.
Right.
Maybe they'll give you a 2-second answer and think nothing of it. Maybe they'll give you a cult life coaching session.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they will ask you for money, in which case, you know, it's reasonable. But
I'm just going to share this short comment that the pastor gave me one day, a long time ago. But the pastor had mentioned, he said, if you're on a highway and you watch and you see somebody and the car breaks down and the person sits in the car, all the cars keep going by.
Mm-hmm.
But if the person gets out and starts to push the car, sooner or later somebody's going to come by and help push the car. So if you allow people to help you, many of them just will.
Yes.
They don't want your money. They want to help.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so recognize the difference between those that will help you and those that will help you for money. Recognize the difference.
Okay. Well, I think in every generation it changes, though.
I've had so many people do things for me and my business, I can't count them all. Because
yes.
They just wanted to help based on what I'm trying to do.
Right. I can understand that.
Okay.
But I think in every generation there's a change in that area as far as helping others, okay. Helping others.
Mm-hmm. For humans are humans.
Oh, that's true.
They've always done that.
They're going to be that way.
Right. Some humans do, some humans don't.
And it's fair to say that that generational change is that those generations want to help out others in that generation.
Right.
Want to help their peers. Maybe it could just be simply because they understand the thought process more.
Yeah.
Many foreigners understand helping.
Yes.
When they come to this country.
That's true.
Okay.
And
so
they help tremendously.
It's just knowing. Okay. Someone taught me the difference. That's
they,
all. Someone
they help,
said,
they help tremendously to each other.
Yeah. Somebody. Anyway, so the person said, when somebody wants to help you, they will. Okay. Number 10.
Yes, sir.
Number 10, do not forget to say thank you.
That's important.
For almost everything
Very
that
important.
Someone offers to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to understand that they are offering.
Not asking for
right.
return.
Right, they're offering. And so whatever they're offering, be willing to say thank you. Because you don't know why they're offering. You don't even know if what they're offering will help you.
Yes,
but
true.
Be willing to say thank you for anyone willing to offer you something. Okay, thank you and no thank you, but make sure the word thank you is in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I'd like to have you just think about that.
All right.
Okay. The 4th of July is coming up.
Yes.
I wish most of you a enjoyable holiday if you're celebrating the holiday for the country. If you can, get out and attend an event. But I'm going to encourage you job seekers to have the faith that you are the ones out there that are going to help rebuild this economy. And employers desperately need you.
Mm-hmm.
And some of you probably need the employer.
Okay. Well, so true.
It's something to
so
think
true.
About. Okay, but go out and celebrate.
Mr. Gene, you going to barbecue? Yeah.
Pardon?
Are you going to barbecue on the 4th?
No, I'm going to be running a business on the 4th.
He's going to mow the lawns, remember? Like he said, he's going to go back to his original business.
He's going back to his original business. He's going to mow the lawn.
Now, wait a minute.
He's going to mow the lawn on the 4th.
Now, just for all of you out there.
But if anybody out there cooking a lot of barbecue.
I used to mow lawns when I was 10
or
12.
Just give me a call.
Okay, yeah. I used to mow lawns when I was 10 or 12.
Well, that's what you.
Yeah. I've heard that people like us have spoiled our children from doing things like that.
We have.
Very true.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. That's so true.
Why don't you go look in the mirror? For a lot of the problems are what we gave them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you don't think it's a lucrative thing, you should stop by a gas station at 7 a.m. in the morning, and you'll see people up at the crack of dawn, ready to make money.
Ready to start to go cutting them lawn?
Yes. It's amazing.
Yes, sir.
Some people are willing to do it. Some people, you can't make them do it.
That's right.
It's beneath them. All right, so now I started the paper route when I was around 10. So
yeah, I did a paper route.
Yeah, in those days we had newspapers.
Oh, it's hard to do a paper route in the rural area.
Okay, now we give people phones.
It's a long throw.
That's a long throw.
You know, we give them phones, but they don't look.
I sold Grit. You ever heard of Grit newspaper?
Ooh, no.
No.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Grit newspaper.
In a big city or a small town or
country.
High school?
As in the country.
Oh, okay.
It was a Fisher newspaper, though, Mr. Jane.
Okay, but I didn't have that experience. I wish I had visited the country.
But you go down the dusty country road and live in a Grit paper.
That must have been a nice experience.
It was. You had a bag, a paper bag that you throw your shoulder, and the big old sign on it says Grit.
Really?
First time I thought they meant eating grits.
Okay.
But that the newspaper was called Grit.
But I'm also going to say, on this topic, regardless of what your background is or where you come from, appreciate the difference in experiences. Share those experiences, because no one has gone through your experience.
That's right.
Okay, so be brave enough to share yours. Don't expect anyone to know yours. Share yours freely.
I heard a guy say, I don't share nothing because I don't want nobody stealing my idea. It's your idea. Nobody can steal your idea. If you got it, it's yours.
Okay, I think our time is up.
For what?
This show is
hear
up
the pledge.
Because we got a next show coming. We've got a pledge coming. And stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour. And we got one last statement coming from Red Skelton. And here it is.
Here it is.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools, too?
Go enjoy your holiday.
And have a great one.
Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour.
All your entrepreneurs.
And we will see you in a few seconds. I hear the music, which means it's time to go. You're listening to Frank Sinatra. I did it my way. And I want you all to know all the things you find yourself doing, enjoy doing, wanting to do, you literally are doing it your way. And we're just trying to get you to make it happen for you. And go enjoy the holiday. Have a great 4th, and we look forward to seeing you after the holiday.
Jesse,
and we're out of here.
He cannot find you.
Yes, it was my way.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.